North Carolina has been given a three-month extension by the U.S. Justice Department to produce millions of documents and ballots from past elections. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
The Justice Department also said the goal of the subpoena is to stop the state from possibly destroying the documents. And it said it wants the state to black out any information on ballots that would show how someone voted. Last month, the federal government charged 19 non-citizens with illegally voting in the 2016 presidential election. The Justice Department said it issued the subpoenas at the request of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The timing of the subpoena caused alarm among Democrats. Earlier Thursday, two North Carolina Democratic congressmen, David Price and G.K. Butterfield, said the subpoenas were, quote, alarming and unprecedented. For WFA News, I'm Steve Harrison.